down with OTV? Who's down with OTV? Who's down with OTV?
Podcast One presents Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Caitlin is creating a space where girls and gents can feel empowered to be themselves. Get ready for lots of laughs, taboo topics, unfiltered advice, and wine.
Lots of wine.
Get ready to shake things up. Here's Caitlin.
Do you trust Home Depot?
I do.
I trust Home Depot. You already trust the Home Depot for studs, sheetrock, electrical, everything to build your house. And now you can make that house your home by shopping thousands of decor pieces that suit your taste, from sofas to area rugs to that faux floral you've been admiring. The Home Depot has all the pieces you need to create your dream space from start to finish. And the best part? Free and flexible delivery, no hassle returns on everyday essentials, and more. Find exactly what you're looking for at homedepot.com/decor. Your perfect home is waiting for you, and it's just a click away. Plus, for a limited time, you can save even more on the styles that you love when you use code VINEHOMEDEPOT at checkout. Now there's more kinds of doing at the Home Depot. Valid on select items only. Free delivery on select items, $45 or more. Visit homedepot.com for more information.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Welcome to Off the Vine. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow, and we have a double date going on here.
Nice.
Yeah, I love double date podcasting. It's my favorite. We have Jason, obviously. Who else would I double date with? That'd be weird. And joining us today are two of Nashville's hottest real estate power couples. They are both originally from Canada, which I love. Moved to, they're high-fiving over being hot.
No, we're high-fiving over being from Canada.
Oh, yes, yes. They're originally from Canada, moved to Nashville to pursue careers in music, and ended up falling in love and then falling into the world of home renovations. And together they have flipped over 125 houses in Nashville and counting. Please welcome to the pod hosts of HTV's Masters of Flip, Courtney and Dave Wilson.
Yay! We can't clap for ourselves.
Yes, you can.
Okay, we are the clap track.
Yeah, we can.
I always clap for myself. Even if I'm on another podcast or anything, they're not clapping. I am. I'm like, yay!
I'm here. The show started.
Yay! Thank you guys so much for being on the podcast today.
Thanks for having us.
Very excited to have fellow Canadians on, which I also, I've been doing my research. And Kathy helped me. My stepmom and my dad are here. And we've discovered that you guys didn't meet in Canada. You're both from Canada, but you fell in love in Nashville.
I know.
So tell us that story.
You screwed that up.
I know, we really did. I came all the way here to meet myself an American. Like, get a visa. Yeah. And I met another Canadian.
Son of a...
Timing sucks sometimes.
No, but I did. I was 18. I moved here from Canada. And I told my parents, like, at December, just before Christmas, I'm like, come January, I'm moving to Nashville. I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do when I get there. And I have like $300 Canadian, which, as you know, is like
$9.
$9.
For a campfire.
So when I got here, I had one name. This professor in Canada at Fanshawe in London had given me a name of a guy who was a songwriter. And so I called him up because I didn't have any money. And he was like, yeah, you can stay on my sofa. And when I showed up, Dave answered the door. And I thought Dave was gay.
Oh,
oh,
no.
You wear one dress one time. And everyone's like, you're gay.
You wear one dress.
What a curveball.
So I, you know, of course was a little scared and a little nervous, but I knew I had to stay. And not because he was gay, because I was moving from another country. And my mom was like, you know, we haven't found you a place to stay. I was like, you know what? Dave seems really sweet. So within the first week, Reba McEntire had offered me a production deal, and I had a management deal,
yeah,
and
like
a publishing
deal,
and all this stuff. And so my mom flew down again. Now, a week after I moved here, I realized right away he wasn't gay, and I kissed him. I was really into him.
Oh, amazing! Wow.
I know, but my mom, I had not told that story.
I kissed her back.
I know,
even better, even better.
I turned the gay guy.
everybody wants to do that at least once in their life.
Exactly.
Bucket list
checked. So, my mom came down, and she had already told my dad, like, Dave would make a great roommate because, you know. this is their oldest child, and a gay guy is really appealing to them. So they found us an apartment, and we moved in together, but not knowing that we were together.
Wow. No way.
Yeah, that's
you moved
story.
In it. This, you guys need to make a movie out of this.
Yeah. I know. It's crazy.
It's a short movie.
Okay, write a book. You need to write a book.
We did. No, oh, not about this.
Oh. Well, you need to write a book about this.
So your parents thought he was gay when they were in the apartment.
Because I told them that he was when I said, I think Dave is gay the very first day. But within 24 hours, I was like, okay, he's not.
Gotcha.
But it's just crazy how it all happened. And then, you know, we ended up moving in together. And then about a month after that, I was like, oh my gosh, this is not just like some short little thing. I love him.
Wow.
And my dad was coming to visit and I was calling him baby every other day, like every other moment. And so I was like, how am I going to get around that? I better tell them. And they were not happy.
Oh, they weren't?
No.
No, they were extremely upset because I had just signed a record deal with Disney. And I was like, you know, on my way and I was there. I'm the oldest of four kids. I just turned 19 years old. Like, they were scared to death.
Think
of,
sense.
You know,
that
now as a parent, I'm like, oh my gosh, she's going down this path. She's going to get married and have kids. And she's 19.
Right.
She's
I
in love.
That.
She's probably not in love.
Right.
What happened?
And look what happened, baby.
I think they
That's
were
so
most,
cute.
The dad, her dad was
the
most
dad?
Worried.
It's 20 been 21 years.
The
I don't
dad.
Think he's going to be excited about you calling
the
him the dad.
Dad.
The father.
The father.
Of my bride.
Yes.
I think he thought that I was hitching my wagon to, like, it was going to be like a sugar mama type thing.
And weren't you?
And that's exactly what I was doing.
Right.
See,
he,
I would
he
think
got
they'd
you
be
pinned.
Upset because they thought, like,
dads
you fooled them
thing.
To move together.
Yeah.
Like, you lied to them.
They weren't really crazy about that either.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah,
you for bringing that up.
Double whammy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, but my dad called me a couple of days later and he said, you know, I love you, and I've always trusted your decision making. You know, I had moved. They didn't. Stop playing the violin over there.
Great form.
That was an actual air violin.
Yeah, supposed to do it like this, like a little, like a finger violin.
A baby one.
I like your air violin. That was good.
That was very convincing. Do you play?
I'd rather go
No, but our daughter does.
Really?
Yeah.
Your daughter plays violin?
Yeah.
Oh, that was always an instrument I wish wish I could play.
Well,
yes.
She can come and practice at your house.
And all I could do is hit a good G chord on the guitar. I just live on the G chord. That's
easy. You can play, we can teach you three more chords. You got a whole song. You have actually thousands of songs.
Okay, I lied. I could play G,
D,
C, and A.
E minor. Oh, okay, A.
And E minor.
Well, that's,
Annie, oh, is that well,
that's pretty much every song. Right.
Yeah, I am a musician. I'm officially a musician.
I would rather you just strum the G chord over and over than listen to the violin.
Do not.
My daughter's not listening to this.
She won't listen. Yeah.
No, she's 10.
Well, a violin must be a tough one to hear when they're learning. Like the recorder, too.
You know,
the
trumpet. Oh,
yeah. Hot cross buns.
Dave, that's actually the first thing they played on. But Dave leaves every morning, and it was actually kind of annoying me because we'd come down in the morning, I'd be getting the kids ready for school, and she does her violin practice in the morning. He was always gone. And it occurred to me like 2 months after this, that's why you were leaving. You didn't want to hear the violin.
Smooth.
Can't admit that, can I?
Yeah. Well, she's not listening. We've already. Yeah. You could just give us the nod, and then I'll call you out on the microphone, and then it's on me, not you. So I have been looking for ways to get more vegetables into my diet. I know a lot of people make green smoothies, but only putting vegetables into my smoothies can make them taste not so great. That's why I love Dole Fruit and Veggie Blends. They've created amazing balanced recipes of frozen fruits and veggies, so I know I'll always get a delicious smoothie. All the work of pairing great tasting fruits and veggies is done for me. I can blend great flavors like berries and kale or fruits and greens in with some almond milk. Then seconds later, I am sipping on a tasty smoothie and getting essential nutrients into my diet. And the best part is I don't have to wash or prep anything. It's all ready to go. It's like each bag was born to be blended. With fruit picked at peak ripeness, I know I'm going to get a delicious and satisfying smoothie every time. Sneaking more veggies into my day has never been easier or tastier. Dole Fruit and Veggie Blends, find them in your frozen aisle. How did the house flipping start?
Well, you know, in music, it's feast or famine.
Yeah.
And so we both had record deals separately with Disney or Hollywood Records. And I lost them. I know. Well, so I actually had asked for release from my record deal right before September 11th. In fact, I was the last act ever to play the World Trade Center with Rascal Flatts in between the towers a few days before it went down.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And so the timing, obviously, that was, you know, it was everybody was devastated, yeah. and yeah. it changed the world forever. But in my own little world, it also changed music for me because nobody was going to sign an artist after that,
yeah.
a new artist after that. And so we decided to start playing music together because he was coming out of his deal and I had just lost my deal and I wasn't getting re-signed as I thought I was. And so, yeah, so we started playing music together. And as it turns out, that's harder to do. We did it together. For many years, we played music together and we've always worked together, but it's hard. Like, on our relationship, it's hard because we're together all the time.
Yeah.
And we still are.
Can I ask a dumb question for some people out there that don't know, including me?
Yeah.
When you get a record deal, like when you say, I got signed to a record label, what does that mean?
So it usually means that they give you some money, like some holding money.
Sure.
Yeah.
In advance, and they're going to invest in you as an artist. So they're going to let you make a record. And back when I was signed, and I hate saying that because that makes me sound extremely old, but it was 20 years ago when I was signed.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a bigger advance, and it was a commitment because they didn't sign just anybody. It was a commitment. Gotcha. There was no YouTube, really. Like, it wasn't, that's not how you broke a record.
Sure.
Right. They committed to millions of dollars when they did that.
Okay.
Put you on a radio tour and to make a video. And that's when videos were like a really big deal.
Yeah.
And now, now people are discovered on YouTube.
Right.
So it's a little bit different.
And when you say they drop you, does that mean they just can end the contract at any point?
Kind of. I mean, they can, it's.
Well, I'll tell you how I got dropped.
Please tell
us. First of all, I spent almost 25 years or 28 years trying to get a record deal. When I finally got it, it was this massive, it was like a Bible-size book of
contract,
information.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, contract.
Probably and looks like your bachelor.
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
That contract.
Sounds familiar.
Sounds
life away, right?
Yeah.
And
so it has first album with the amount of money they're going to spend, and it has 7 option periods.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So by the end, you're making like millions.
Right.
And I was so excited. I was like, yeah, this is it. But after 9/11, when I walked into the office for my meeting, they said, we got to let you go. And that was it.
Wow.
Yeah. So I suppose they could tie you up forever, but what you wouldn't want that.
No.
Sure.
So they're like,
I would love to be tied up forever. As long as the numbers are there.
Yeah, that's true.
And I get to make a record and go tour it.
That's true.
Yeah. But they won't. They have the option to like just say, hey, we're not going to make the record.
So you started making music together and then... Tell me more.
Yeah. So we started making music together. We had deals together. We actually had a record deal together. But we had had our son, Jet. And right after Jet was born, you remember that show, Nick and Jessica? Jessica Simpson?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah. It was on like MTV or one of those. Okay.
I remember that.
I can't
tuna
remember.
Tuna chicken thing.
Yeah, yeah, the tuna chicken thing.
The tuna chicken
thing.
That she will never live that down
exactly,
for as long as she
exactly.
lives.
Exactly. So we were watching that, and I was
should
like...
Should be her Instagram bio.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. So we were watching that, and I was like, oh my gosh, we could be like the country version of that. Now, again, this is very naive because we're nobody. Nobody really knows who we are. I just had sort of thought, oh, well, we both sing country music, and
you're
we
both
have a
very
child.
Entertaining.
Well, but
you
we thought we
hair.
Were. What's that?
You have great hair.
I think.
Great hair. Great hair.
That's on TV. That works on TV.
So I wrote a treatment. I Googled how to write a treatment for a TV show.
Really?
And wrote a treatment and pitched it around Nashville. And this production company called us back and said, hey, come on in and meet. And they were like, we really love you guys, but I don't think the timing's right. And I was like, well, we're about to have another baby. We eventually want to adopt a baby. And they're like, yeah, the timing's not right, but we really like you.
Yeah.
So we had Sully, our second child, and then we actually had a failed adoption.
Oh.
And right after the failed adoption, they called us and said, hey, the timing's right. They didn't know about the failed adoption, but they're like, everything's coming around to more family television again, instead of that like redneck trick my truck stuff that was going on. And so we did. We signed a production deal and CMT picked up the show called Meet the Wilsons.
Right.
And they picked it up just in time to follow the adoption of our daughter, Lennox.
Wow.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Got there just
crazy.
In time.
Like the week before contract was signed, we started filming and she came and it was amazing. It's like the best home movie ever.
I was going to say that is ideal. Wow. Yeah. And that's just goes to show that timing's everything.
It is. And so
universe.
That just evolved. We were flipping house. Like we'd flip a house really to make ends meet. Like one house a year. You know, back then.
That's
when
how you got into it.
Yeah, well, we actually got into it.
Survival
you tell mode. Them how we actually started to get into it.
So we were broke.
Yeah.
We had just lost all our income, our deals, every deal gone.
And I was managing fan clubs for like Toby Keith and Kenny Chesney and Lady Antebellum and all these artists.
Oh,
yeah.
What a funny little life we've had.
And so we had lost all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we owned a house in East Nashville. And we had equity in it because the market had boomed.
Right. Sure.
And we went home for Christmas to see her family. And I shut the heat off.
Like a moron. Yes.
No. I wouldn't say like a moron.
No. Yes.
Like
it was like a moron.
Like a frugal
who shuts
guy.
There? No.
Perps.
Yeah.
Pipes it never freezes in Nashville.
Well, it does because it did, and we came home to 2 feet of water.
And
so.
So
you're welcome. We're here because of me. So,
full circle.
Our pipes burst. All of our hardwood floors buckled and flooded. Our house flooded. We came racing back. We took the insurance money and renovated our own house.
Yeah.
It was the first time we renovated anything together.
Okay. Mm.
Our agent came in, house sold right away. And
she was like, you need to do this.
Yeah. You're like, wait, we're good at this.
You're out of this.
And so we did. We borrowed all the equity out of our new house, flipped our first house. And Dave was working as a waiter, as a server at Demas's downtown. And he was an awful, awful, awful server.
Well,
awful.
Dave,
you served alcohol to an alcoholic, honey. That's an awful server.
Oh, no.
Well, don't order a virgin margarita.
Well, that's what he ordered because he was an alcoholic.
Oh.
Well, I don't think you should do that.
That's rough.
There's a lot of room for error.
I always thought about that with children, too, ordering like virgin cocktails. I was always like, what if the bartender screws it up?
I would give them alcohol.
Put them right to sleep.
No. You got to break them in young. 12? Yeah.
Hey, that's when I started.
Oh, boy.
Hi, Dad. okay, so you were serving, waitering, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I was waiting tables.
I don't know what's politically correct
I don't know
anymore.
Either.
But I was making, it's a politically correct is a server.
It is?
Oh, it is?
Are you sure?
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Just make stuff up.
Said that with such conviction.
I believe you.
I'll probably be one again one day. But then, so I would come home and tell Courtney that I had made a whopping $120. And she'd be very excited. But even though I had made like
70 and you'd had a tally in your head of how much more money you had to make that week.
I had this like little... Like today would be like a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
But back then it was just my head.
Yeah.
But we were broke.
Yeah.
And so when we did this house flipping thing, when we bought our first house, we made, I think, 30 grand.
Yeah, like 25 or 30 grand in about 4 weeks. And we were like, okay, this is better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll
and
take that.
The agent brought it into Demas's for me.
Yeah.
And I was like...
I'm see y'all, guys.
Wow.
Take your spaghetti.
See ya. And your virgin
margaritas.
Wait,
that's amazing.
Yeah.
You guys have written music together, sang together, flipped houses together.
Yeah.
You're married and been together for that long. Like, how?
I'm not going to lie. Like, people say, because you know what social media is like.
Yeah, yeah. They're
like, oh my gosh, you know, dream couple goals, like hashtag all this stuff all the time. And it makes me feel weird about it because and I'm very open about this. I'm like, we have stayed together 21 years and I love him. He's my best friend. It's amazing, but no marriage is perfect.
No.
And you know, you can we also flip a house in 60 minutes, which also doesn't happen, you know. It takes like 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
And so they see everything, you know, in a thumbnail.
Aesthetically,
and so it's not
what do you
perfect.
Mean the marriage isn't perfect.
Yeah, go into details.
Want to go back on that one?
Like, I'm perfect.
I feel pretty good about it.
Tell me more.
Yeah.
Yeah. And isn't that exactly the truth?
There
every
you go.
Like the guy's always like, everything's great, right? Everything's
yeah,
fine.
They're,
I'm like, what?
Yeah. Are you crying? No? Okay, perfect. Let's move on.
Everything's perfect. That's hilarious. Yeah, no, that's I feel the same way, just the social media bubble and everyone seeing what they think is real life all the time. TV, Instagram, whatever. Everybody always thinks they know just from these 10-second clips on Instagram stories. But the truth is nobody wants to see your shitstorm on Instagram anyways. They're
they
like,
don't.
Like if you put your arguments on social media,
well,
they'd be
like... Well, it's funny, though. Yeah. When you're self-deprecating on Instagram, I feel, as long as you're not doing it every day, when it's like, you know, a drop in the bucket, I think it's good. And I feel like people respond to that because they're like, oh my gosh, thanks for being real.
Yeah.
It's relatable. We always joke. We wrote this song. Dave wrote this song actually for me called I Marry Me Again.
Just Marry Me Again.
Yeah. And he surprised me. We were doing a show and he surprised me on stage and proposed to me and we got married again. Not on the spot, but we got married again.
Wait,
anyway,
so
it's so romantic. We've been married 5 times.
What? Really?
Yeah, really.
And we've got
And it's been years and we're due. So we really are due to get married again. We're going to try to get married again the next year. But the point of this is that at the end of the video.
Well, now you do.
Exactly. Because I'm the planner.
Yeah, there you go.
But we have this song called Marry Me Again. And we shot it, the video, in Cuba. And at the very end, there's this beautiful shot. The whole song comes together in this shot. And we're in the ocean and the cameras are circling us.
You're not going to say what I think you're going to say.
Okay, what am I going to say? Go, yes. Well, say
if
it.
If I say it, then we've said it.
Say it.
It's an open
we
book on this
fighting.
Podcast.
Yeah.
We
I've
were fighting.
Learned
the hard
like
way.
Like cats and dogs.
Yeah.
No talking.
Yeah. There were waves coming up over our heads. There's a dude with a, you know, holding the music box like so that we can actually lip sync the words. Yeah. And the camera, you know, the director's in, up to his like chest in water. And every time we watch that video, we laugh.
Yeah.
Because that's real life. Totally. And that's real marriage. And the thing is for a lot of that, well, for some of that trip, we weren't fighting. But we were fighting for a very specific reason, because you kept going out with the director every night and I had to get up early.
What a fun
makeup.
Guy.
It's his fault.
Right from day one.
You're building relationships.
It's
business
networking.
Relationships.
I'm networking, Courtney. Yeah. I know my eyes are bloodshot, but I'm networking.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny. It's nice that you can laugh about it now, though, watching the video back.
It's real. And it doesn't mean it's the end. And sometimes people say things that they don't mean. And they're like, oh my God, I can't do this. But the truth is, we can.
Yeah.
We're built to do this.
That's
you know,
true.
Like, we can. And I'd rather do it with him than anybody else.
Yeah, I hear
so.
That. Keith, when you watch the video back, though, can you tell? Or is it like
no,
a magical
no.
moment?
We okay. can tell because I, yeah. like, we have, like, nuances in our...
Because she's punching me in the side of the head.
But from our perspective, it looks like flirting.
Yeah.
Oh, look
like
at them. They're so
out.
Cute.
Really, I'm biting him.
And yeah. I hired a guy in Cuba to bring in, like, 35 jellyfish and, like, send it her way.
Sicker.
Let's see. Something will happen. I have insurance.
That's a risky
You're
move
sick.
Right there.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by...
Miller Lite.
Ah, did you know that Miller Lite was the beer that launched the light beer category?
I didn't.
Well, now you know. Miller Lite is the original light beer, and from the start, it has never compromised on taste. Do you know that? You're a big Miller Lite guy.
I'm a huge. You said you like it when I drink Miller Lite.
Yeah, it's
You're like,
cute.
That's hot.
It is
I was
hot.
Like, okay, I'll keep drinking it.
That's because it's always brewed to have more taste with only 96 calories and 3.2 grams of carbs. Miller Lite, hold true. We were just having that same conversation because we did this photo shoot in Mexico. We just got back from Mexico, and we did this shoot where we had 30 minutes. We were... Could not be late for a dinner with his parents. And I don't know why. We weren't really arguing like crazy. It was just we were both annoyed at things. And the pictures, people are like, you can just see
so
your
beautiful.
Happiness. Like, this is so
hashtag
genuine.
Hashtag couple goals. Yeah. Yeah. Hashtag in love. Hashtag oh my God.
People always say mom and dad. What's that?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I don't get it.
Get that,
yeah.
But the photographer's like, okay, guys, fake smile. And she's like, oh, I'm so annoying.
I know.
And I'm like dying laughing. And
I
she's
know.
Like, your breath smells. And
I know.
Like
that.
It's like the most unromantic conversation we've had, but we're laughing our ass
and
off.
And now we look back
exactly
at the pictures.
And they're great.
And there's a story behind it, right?
Always, yeah.
That's the thing, is there's a story. I think I actually, right before we got in here, I was looking at your Instagram account and I saw that. Is that the one with the bracelet? You had a bracelet
yes,
on too?
The stupid resort wristbands.
We just did that. I just got back from Jamaica and I was like, please do away with the wristbands. Like, can't we even do it on our phone or something?
I was thinking the same thing. The phone.
Yeah.
Because there was it opened up a whole thing of DMs when I put that out there because women were like, my husband forgot to take his off at our wedding on the beach and
yes.
and all the photos and yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
No,
that's,
they
see, a husband would never say that to the wife.
No, he wouldn't notice.
Exactly.
He'd be like,
good one. That was quick. She's quick.
Me there.
She's quick.
I'm good.
My daily struggles right there. She's quick.
So what do you guys do when you're... Okay, wait. First, how long have you been together? Not very, very long.
No,
right?
Not long. 7 months. Six.
Okay, so long enough to know what your like
six,
little things
six
are.
6 months. 6 months.
I don't know what month it even is right now.
Yeah, I know.
June.
Totally.
It's almost June.
It's almost
yeah.
June.
So it'll be 6 months.
6 months.
So
yeah.
What's the hardest part about when you are working together? What's or how do you resolve it?
See, the big thing for us, and you get into it, is just that our communication, I was just telling Mike about this, her father, is that it's just so open and so direct, so that like when we have issues or we're annoyed, we don't hide it. We don't let it bubble up. We're just like, I'm annoyed right now. Let's address it. Let's get to the bottom of it. Yeah. This is what's happening.
The only problem is I get a little defensive and feel insulted, where you can take any sort of criticism and you're totally fine. And he'll like switch. I'll be like, this is bothering me. He goes, okay, I will be cognizant of that and change.
And then he makes you want to punch him more.
I wanted the fireworks. I know. No, thanks.
Like last night was one of our biggest fights because he spilled wine on my puzzle that I've been working on.
No.
You would have think the world turned upside
down. Oh, and also you puzzle? I want to puzzle with you then.
Okay, let's puzzle.
Because he doesn't like to puzzle.
I
love it. I'll sit there all night long and until it's done.
I ruined my whole sleep because my back and neck hurt from just like being hunched over doing my puzzle.
We can have drinks while they puzzle. Yeah. We'll have drinks.
Say, maybe you and I can go and hang out.
Yeah, exactly. We just don't want to puzzle.
You guys can go network.
We'll network.
I'm in. Sold.
But yeah, he spilled wine and you're very clumsy. You will admit that.
Clumsy.
What?
In seventh grade, I won Mr. Smooth. Give me a break.
Geez. Oh, jeez. I think that was for a different reason.
Do you have an award?
Yeah.
For that?
Wow.
I just wanted to see
the certificate.
I'm a big reaction guy, and she's quick, so I wanted to see your reaction. She didn't give me one.
No, I'm giving you one. It's just a facial expression that nobody else can see. Because you would remember that you won Mr. Smooth
in
the seventh grade.
Like, we're not.
Oh, I don't
guys remember
that.
Everything they win.
Yes, it's so true. And girls remember every argument you've ever had.
Girls remember everything.
Everything.
Like, I remember all of it. There are very few things that I don't remember, and we have to. We're built that way. Like, you know what? This is not a therapy session.
Yes, it is.
But
sure.
I'm going to say that, like, that's one of my biggest frustrations is that there's so much to remember constantly. I even have to remember the things that I put in his calendar for him. I'll put it in his calendar. All he has to do is open the calendar. I'll have to remind you to open the calendar.
Like, if you're
a big calendar guy.
Well, Jason's a big calendar guy. Yeah. If you open your calendar right now, it probably says re-propose again.
Re-propose.
We have a wedding coming up.
No. If I open my calendar right now, it says not linked to Google.
Oh,
that's how bad it is. He's changed his phone and hasn't linked his calendar to his new phone.
And so that's do that.
When
exactly.
But I do. You know what? It's exciting because I open my calendar every morning and there's nothing in it. And I'm like,
it's a great day.
And then it starts with,
it
hey, Dave, don't forget about this. Don't forget about that interview. Do you remember that we have to like meet for? He's like, no.
Oops.
When did that happen? I'm like, it's in the freaking calendar.
Yeah, but we're married. We're partners. That's
which means
you know.
What? That I am your secretary as well as being the wife and the mother of your children and the boss lady.
Yeah, get it, girl.
Oh, boy.
Tell him.
Can I say yes to that? Is that wrong?
Sounds like you need to network.
That's what I'm going to start calling a cocktail.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to go for a network.
Networking on a call.
That's hey. Why do you think I built my whole podcast around wine? It's me working.
It's a great idea.
Thank you. Yeah. I think on that note, I can talk about how my wine label is coming out this month, which I'm really excited about. Yeah. So I'll send you guys bottles. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Let's have awesome. Are you having a party?
Yeah, but it's in LA. Will you be there?
When is it? Maybe
I don't know
I will.
Yet. I don't know yet.
Okay. Let me know.
But I'll.
That's
I mean,
exciting.
So you guys kind of have a lot
how
going
do you,
on.
How do you do that? Like you just sign up for like, I want to own my own wine company and
I say hey I have 1.7 million followers on Instagram give me
do
a wine label. No I'm just kidding.
Well I mean but seriously you
Jason,
have
just keep me
you have a brand and you should use that.
Well I've always I think dang. Just for the last 4 years people have known that I like my wine and so that's why I started Off the Vine did the whole wine thing around the podcast and then everyone has been like when are you going to have your own wine label and I've been looking into it and doing research and working on it for a really long time probably 2 years and just
gosh.
In the last year I've really buckled down and then everything's finally coming together. Together, and
so
it's
what makes it different? What is it like?
I'm very big because I have a scrunchie line too, and I'm just very big on the branding of everything. I think people like to drink and have nice things, like it if it looks nice, and that's how I get my wine. I don't know about you guys,
label,
but I also obviously wanted it to taste good, and so we did. We did.
I care less about that though. Isn't that interesting? But I'm not a wine connoisseur, so like when I go in, I'm like, oh, that's pretty.
Yeah, that's see,
or that's funny, or that's whatever it is.
Yeah, and so I it's called Spade and Sparrows, and it's a rosé, a Pinot Grigio, and a Cab Sav.
Oh my gosh.
And it's just honestly, I wanted it to just kind of be like something that represented me, like bold and sassy, and it's just really good wine. We tasted a lot of wines before we narrowed it down to this. And so I don't know if it's actually that good
exactly
or I was just drunk.
So when I tested,
I got to taste all the different bottles that they had. And I went right into like corporate banker business mode.
Yeah,
I'm like, where is the supplier? What's the cost? What are the margins?
Gosh.
What's the price point? The first thing I took away is that the actual cost of the wine aligns with the quality, and it's much greater than the price point because your demographic has a lower willing to purchase price point. So it's actually, I think the quality compared to price is in a good spot.
I got to take him with me on all my interviews. They're like, so tell us about your wine. I'm like, it's good.
Yeah. It's good. The label is pretty and I got drunk.
The label's pretty and I get drunk off it. It's really fun.
Amazing.
And so will you.
So if your wine tastes amazing.
Yes.
And you have 1.7 million followers.
Yes.
If I get a wine deal.
Yeah.
I have 20,000 followers.
Okay.
So what would my wine
and
be?
And he's not on Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh.
What would it be like? Would it just be a lot of tannins and just full of tannins?
Yeah, it might
headache
just be
wine.
Water.
Dave's headache is what we're going to call my wine.
We'll do the mad dogs of wine.
I mean,
mad dog.
That doesn't sound very appealing.
Store.
That doesn't sound very appealing.
It's all about the volume.
No.
Headache in a bottle? Nah.
No. Paper bag.
I'm
going to
pass on that one.
My party would be
different.
You're
not on Instagram?
I am.
He doesn't.
Why would you say that?
Because you haven't posted
the other day.
You posted on Mother's Day, but you can't post on Mother's Day once a year and call that on Instagram.
Oh,
but that was very sweet that you did post on.
Wait, do you like that he's on not on Instagram?
Well, I mean, from a business standpoint, I don't.
Right.
No.
Because a lot of the deals that we do, you know, as you know, like I don't like muddling out my feed.
And the checklist. Here's the plan.
From a business standpoint, I don't want him to do anything.
But I mean, you have like I take the brunt of like the post, and I love that.
Yeah.
For on one hand, but on the other, like I try to keep it real, and I don't want the feed to be, you know,
this like aesthetically
too
pleasing,
inauthentic.
And sometimes
it would be nice to play off of him because he's really funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when he posts something, it's freaking hilarious. And so like I want to play off of that.
Okay, wait. Well, let's tell everybody that's listening to go follow you on Instagram.
There you go.
And then you have to be funny.
What is my Instagram?
Yeah. What's your Instagram?
The Dave Wilson official.
Dave Wilson, yeah. Dave Wilson official.
The Dave.
I'm not sure.
You are crazy.
But I have it in my phone.
I'm sorry, Courtney.
You don't
run his social media too?
Dave Wilson official.
Let me pull up my calendar. Hang on.
Oh my God.
Oh, nothing.
Is that linked to your Gmail?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and what's your Instagram handle again?
All things Courtney Wilson. Courtney with a K, though.
And do you guys have one for your show?
And we have Courtney and Dave.
Courtney and Dave.
Yeah, Courtney and Dave.
And you run all those?
K-O-R. I run those. I'm actually, it's getting harder. Like, again, I try to respond to everybody personally, especially Facebook and Instagram, but it's getting harder. I actually also have something coming out later on this fall under the Court & Co. brand. So we have like linens and pillows
Amazing.
And accessories, and I'm working on a furniture line right now.
I love that stuff.
I know.
I'll buy
like,
everything.
I know. It's going to be in like TJ Maxx and Marshalls and HomeSense and all those places. So I'm excited. But as you know, it's a full-time job when it was just social media, it was fine. But social media and design and real estate and I was homeschooling for a bit. So it's just like kind of
I was just going to say, I heard you were homeschooling too. Like how do you even, I mean, and you look so well rested.
I do sleep. I sleep really well. When I talk to other people and they're like, I'm an insomniac. I've had, you know, two handfuls of days in my entire life where I couldn't sleep.
Oh, amazing. Okay, that's so lucky.
That makes a
pisses
big difference.
Me off. Yeah,
that's incredible.
Because he does
that.
That's
incredible.
So, you know, even if I go to bed at 11 and wake up at 6, I'm still getting, you know, 7 hours of sleep.
And it's a good sleep.
And it's a good sleep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I was homeschooling the kids, which is crazy.
Wow.
And we were doing that while filming. So, like, we had a nanny at the time that lived in our guest house so that we could. I could work all morning with the kids until noon, and then she could come in and watch them do their projects and just be a person in the house while I filmed.
Yeah.
And so that was awesome. But now the boys are back in school, and Lennox is we hired a full-time teacher. Turns out mothers and daughters.
Oh, yes.
It's not as easy to homeschool,
at least not for us.
I can't imagine.
And so that I didn't, you know, bury her in our backyard and she didn't, you know,
bury you in the backyard.
Bury me in the backyard. We decided this year to hire a full-time teacher. It's been like,
oh, that's so nice.
Seriously, the best
thing. And that's
thing
probably
we've ever
good
done
for your relationship, too.
So much better.
That's
yeah.
My mom tried to choreograph one dance for me in my dance because my mom was a professional ballerina and dancer. And so she tried to choreograph one dance for me, and I didn't want to speak to her for the rest of my life. Like,
yeah. I know it's there's something about it.
Yeah, and it's the mother daughter thing. It scares.
Yeah, she actually she said some of the cruelest things that she's ever said to me as a kid, as a person, mm-hmm. when we were homeschooling her, and all that's kind of gone out the window. So that's right. Thank
now
God.
She says them to me.
Yeah. But dads could take it.
Dads could take it. We do nothing.
Can I ask you a quick personal question? So what makes you, like, so you went from homeschooling to hiring a full-time teacher to then, I mean, obviously the other options are private school or public school. So, like, what's the thought process as a parent when you're thinking about those things?
Oh, my gosh.
No, that's a Courtney question.
Yeah.
I didn't even know we had, I had kids in school.
That's a beauty.
I just drink wine. I wake up, coffee, wine. Courtney takes care of me.
I see plenty of double dates in our future.
Yes, it's sold. Sign me up.
You guys are my favorite people ever talked to.
I'm Ozzy. She's Sharon.
I love that.
You send us the Gmail invite. We'll accept.
Yeah. When you have kids, I'm your person.
Yes.
Okay. So because it is, there's a whole lot of stuff. And I will say this, and I'll probably get a bunch of messages about this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Living in the South is also another layer of stuff, because a lot of the private schools are all white here, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And our daughter's black. Mm-hmm. And we also don't want that for our own kids, our biological kids either.
We just talked about this. Yeah.
And
yeah.
So diversity is a really big thing for us.
Right.
And that doesn't exist as much here. Having grown up in Canada, I felt like it was more diverse than it is here.
Yeah.
So that came into play, which is why we opted to homeschool instead of, because the homeschooling network in Nashville is insanity. Our kids every Friday would go to the homeschooling or the community center with all the other homeschoolers, and there were hundreds of kids. Hundreds.
That's nice.
Hundreds in our own neighborhood.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They actually went to a homeschooling school on Wednesdays where it was a full-on school of homeschoolers
learned
science, and like an astrophysicist at Vandy was one of the parents and taught science, and like all the professors at Vandy that were parents would teach classes.
Oh,
it was insane.
Amazing.
So Nashville, when we say this, I think a lot of Canadians and even people in other country, they hear homeschooling and they think like, I mean, are you a pilgrim?
Sure.
Yeah. Like they do.
Social.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
People just don't have the knowledge.
They don't have the knowledge. Yeah. It's a huge thing here.
Right.
And because the schooling system is messed up in Nashville, and I will be the first of 1,000 people that I know that would say that.
Yeah.
So that's why. But there are a couple of schools doing it really, really, really well.
Gotcha.
But then it's a lottery to get into some schools.
Yeah, exactly.
And so then what do you do? So the boys were extremely happy where they are. They're both in very diverse schools, which is important academically. It's awesome. And then Lennox, for the time being, because she has some other stuff that we're working through, from an educational standpoint, she has a full-time teacher. So I think it's not one size fits all here.
Sure.
No.
Sure.
And that's what's really cool. And there are a lot of really good private schools. Yeah. But
wow. That's so good to know.
And I'd like to add also, you didn't mention this because you probably just want to keep it quiet, but I teach them law.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Can you give us a lesson?
Yeah.
Okay, 1 second. I went away on a press tour, and Dave posted the one time that year on Instagram a picture of the kids watching Law and Order, saying that he was teaching them law. That does not count. Neither does Criminal Minds, which was the next thing that you let them
Criminal
watch.
Minds. Yes,
I love Criminal Minds, too.
And
but
so do my
our
kids
8-year-old
now.
Daughter and our 10-year-old son and our 12-year-old son at the time, no. That does not count.
Don't.
Yes. Lennox asked me the other day if Dexter is still on TV. Did you let her watch Dexter?
Oh, boy.
No.
Dave, he's like burying bodies. You cannot do that.
But he's doing it for a great reason.
It's his intention.
He's not killing bad people.
Yeah.
Sorry, good people.
He's killing the bad ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Tough, tough life lessons we need to teach young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. You guys sound like fun parents. Fun friends. Fun parents.
Yeah. We were talking actually before the podcast that we took our kids to a Ladyboy show in Thailand on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
I think that makes us parents of the year.
I agree.
Also probably
in some market.
Small felony.
It's fine.
Kids are stronger.
Well, in our
jurisdiction,
it was Vegas style. It wasn't like a strip club. It was a Vegas style show with costume.
You know what? They're going to be so well educated with all of the stuff that you're doing for them.
The images I have in my head of what a Vegas show style Ladyboy in Thailand.
I'm intrigued.
A lot of thoughts rolling through.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Jason, you're going to be really into to this one. Are you ready?
Let's hear it.
Honey roasted flavored almonds.
Oh,
sriracha flavored almonds.
I love a good spice.
Wasabi and soy sauce flavored almonds. Do I have your attention?
You have my attention.
I think I have everybody's fully attention. Why keep snacking on boring chips when you could go to the store and pick up Blue Diamond almonds right now? Whether you're going to work, bored at work, leaving work, these almonds are the perfect snack. Best part, I don't hate myself when I eat a bunch like some of the other snacks. What are you waiting for? You know you can listen to a podcast on your way to the store right now, so don't deny your cravings. Go pick up some great flavors right now. Eat them. Blue Diamond almonds. Crave victoriously.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
Looking to take your life to the next level? Each week, Heather sits down to share with you the techniques and strategies to create your confidence, pursue your dreams, and leapfrog the villains you'll meet along the way. And she's going to be talking to people about their inspiring stories and answer your questions to create your confidence. Download new episodes of Creating Confidence with Heather Monahan only on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Are you guys filming still?
So we just wrapped season 4 of Masters of Flip, and we are starting a new show. And the working title is called Make your move.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But I don't know if that's going to stick.
Okay.
And I'm not actually sure that I like the title yet, to be honest.
Yeah, it hit me. I was like, oh,
make
good
your
one.
Move. I'm
make
not sure.
And so what's the...
So we're going to be flipping other people's houses. So we're going to, like, when they take on sort of a fixer-upper or something that needs to be completely renoed, we are going to come in and take over that project. So they really don't have a whole lot of say.
Now, is this for people who are a little less fortunate, or could you come and do my house?
No. No, this, anything goes.
What? Could you do, like a reality TV...
You know what?
Washed-up star...
We're actually filming... Washed up star, 1.7 million. Come on, I'm playing your pity party for you.
She was talking about us. Washed up stars, renovate our homes. Once had a record deal, but lost them.
We like to call ourselves Z-listers.
Yeah, I'm right down at the bottom of the alphabet.
We'll be Z-listers with you.
Okay, hey. Perfect. We'll start our own podcast called Z-listers.
We're filming in... starting in September. We're going to be filming in Canada for the summer, half the season, and then here in Nashville starting in September.
Awesome.
So we're going to be finding five homeowners.
Okay.
I wouldn't call them lucky homeowners.
Okay.
I'll just call them homeowners.
So you just get to come in and take over.
We come in, and I mean, they'll have some, so we'll get a feel for what they love.
Yeah.
But
then we'll do what we love.
Yes. Yeah. And by
great.
We, I mean... Me.
Courtney will. And I'll be in the green room.
See, Caitlin's parents are like nodding because they watch the show. They're like, yes.
That's amazing.
Dave will have no say.
Well, I was going through questions from people on Twitter, and they are so funny. I mean, I actually was surprised. I always get people like, I'll get a couple of questions. People are just pouring in
really?
For you guys. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, people really love you. And I think they love your dynamic and the relationship on top of everything.
Are you like, sure it's us?
Yes.
It's Chip and Joanna.
Dave's like, is that your next podcast?
I love her their long brown hair.
Yeah. Wrong, come on.
Next one.
That's funny. And so I always do this segment on my podcast where we confess. Anything you want to get off your chest to us where you feel like...
How long's this show?
You know what? As long as you've got, I will take any sort of confession, and we wash away your sins with my wine and whatever you feel like.
Any
you need
confession.
To...
And do you have one?
They're good ones. Like, you gotta...
I don't know if tell I have one I want to say.
That's the best kind.
I'll tell you, the one I told was about when I faked myself as a stripper to beat a line into a strip club, and then we got pulled on stage and had to do a whole strip routine with the boys. So we go there
in Canada.
Confessions. Caitlin goes, and that's, I'll say, that's PG rated to
that
some confessions. So open up, make it a good one.
Oh, gosh. I'm like a bit of a goody two shoes. I need to come up with like a.
Well, you don't have to go there for you.
You've probably done something horrible in your life you want to admit to.
Anything.
Anything.
Yeah. There's a hint with the Ladyboy show.
I mean, well, that's not a confession. It's not like I was like. Backstage with the lady boys.
Yeah. It's all your shame.
It's been a great interview story.
It was great.
Come on, I'm sure you
have
a confession.
Yeah, I feel like Dave has a good confession.
I feel like Dave has probably a list Like a whole, you know.
Maybe preferably one that Courtney doesn't know about so we can.
Oh, why didn't you guys give me this question before?
Well,
I would have like.
Yeah, we can come back to this. And
okay,
you can
we'll
think
come
about
back
it.
To this.
No, come
yeah.
back.
Because
okay,
that's
all
on
I'm
my.
I'm going to think about right now.
That's on my podcast team. They're supposed to prep you for that.
Yeah, no.
So we'll come back. Have all the shows, just go back to the shows real quick. Have they all been real estate focused? Because I know you said that you had mentioned that you started to write a script for a show and then you pitched it. When you wrote the script for the show, was that because it sounded like you flipped your first real estate deal after that?
No, we had already flipped a house before. Well, maybe we'd actually, you know what? I think you're right. I think we actually probably the very first treatment that I wrote, we had just had Jet. So we actually hadn't flipped a house yet. We were about to flip. We had just flipped the house that had flooded. That's
okay.
it.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
So yeah, it's been like a long journey.
It.
What's
Sorry.
The, oh,
yes.
you have a confession. Okay.
Sorry. No, go ahead. I didn't
go,
mean to cut
go
you off.
For
so
it.
All real
no,
estate.
No.
I
no,
love
we
it.
Got the answer. Let's go.
Okay. Oh, jeez. I'm scared. So, okay. Should I video this?
Yeah.
No,
no,
no.
Would
you like to refill your wine?
Yeah. Would you like some more wine?
Go with your confession.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm good with wine.
Are you sure?
No, yeah. Okay. But yeah. But bring it on.
Hand me your cup.
Sorry,
and,
man. Here's,
and confess
here's the glass.
To me.
That's amazing.
I'm scared.
I paid for 24-hour parking, so
get your $10 worth.
Just take a quick nap in there and call it a day.
Okay.
Are you good, Courtney? Do you
I'm
know
good, thank you. Good? I'm a cheap date, so I have to drive home.
Okay, perfect.
And
Dad's
really?
Driving.
Yeah, yeah, because we took two cars because we're not really married.
Well,
it's all for TV.
It's all for TV.
Ratings.
That explains so much to me right now.
It's okay, in your calendar. You didn't see it?
So here, what calendar? Okay, so here's my confession.
Okay, go.
And it's going to haunt me for a bit.
Okay.
Later, when you guys are gone, and back in your cozy little bed with your pillows.
And your 11 a.m. wake up call.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I took my son to Boston. Courtney had this great idea for...
Oh, dear.
For Christmas presents. Instead of gifts, we would take each kid on a trip. Like
on their own.
One-on-one.
I love that.
Yeah, it's a beautiful idea.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, depending on the kid. and so Courtney took... Lennox, our daughter.
To Texas. Jet to New York City.
Yeah, and I, my role was to take my son Sully to Boston.
Okay.
And so
Dave Wilson.
We travel very differently. So,
oh my God.
And this is why the boys, not so much Lennox, but the boys love traveling with me because there's really no rules. We live like college kids.
Okay.
Okay, the room's trashed.
There really are no rules.
Okay.
Not to get grammatically correct.
Yeah. No. Fine example of how it is to travel That's with amazing. Courtney. So, anyways,
amazing.
Before we're leaving for Boston, Courtney has a list of things we should see. Museums, architecture that would be beautiful to take pictures of.
Did you lose that list?
No, didn't lose it. It's right up here. And so... Sully and I, we get to Boston, and we know that Mom's going to want pictures of us. So we spent a couple hours going around to every monument.
You did not! Yeah. Those pictures, you did not go in?
All fake.
That's
Check
incredible.
The credit card receipts. There's no entry into any museum
oh
or monument.
God. That's
and
amazing.
She wanted, like, take the subway. Got to take the subway. So we took the subway. And got lost, made a mistake, and ended up right back where we started within 10 minutes. But then we'd had all these pictures banked,
yes.
and we would slowly send them to her.
That Are is... you kidding me?
Wow.
So he didn't go to any of the monuments or any of the museums when you were there?
Yeah, you can Google them.
Do you get some
Oh, my info? God!
Yeah.
Wow, that is
That's
a great
amazing.
Confession.
Is that a good confession?
That's amazing.
Yes. Okay.
Wait, so I got a question.
Yeah.
So what did you do with all the rest of the time?
Okay, so...
You're set. Part two of the confession.
Part two.
We had a great hotel, okay. which Courtney booked. Thank you.
Thank you, Courtney.
I love you.
Love of my life.
Right downtown. And also, on the list of things we had to do was eat authentic
Boston
you know, food
pizza.
From Boston.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we were in Little China. And so all we ate is Chinese food.
What?
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing.
Oh my
you didn't
God.
Get the chowder.
And then Courtney's one request was, you know, Sully needs new shoes.
I did not say it like
you
that.
You did?
I did not say
Well, you didn't shake the head, but that was me.
First the lips.
She said, Dave, Sully needs new shoes. And so we're in bed. I get the text. I'm like, Sully, we got to get shoes for you. He's like, okay.
Sully's just like him.
Yeah. So we finished our first movie of the morning.
Yeah.
We leave.
Oh, you went all the way to Boston and you watched movies in your hotel room?
Oh, this is great.
It was a great movie. It was a great hotel.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. We watched every Die Hard.
Oh, my God.
Hey, that's good. Yeah. Father-son bonding.
Then we rented Ted movies.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, that's... Oh, he's 12. He's fine.
And it's Boston related.
I know.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's good. Mark Wahlberg. It's the whole Boston.
So we walk out of our hotel room. And we're on a mission. I'm thinking this is going to be like a two-hour commitment to find a mall. We walk down our street, maybe a block and a half, pay less.
Perfect.
Oh, my God.
Walk in, second floor. My God. We were out of there in like a minute and a half.
And those shoes lasted about a minute and a half.
And taught them how to be thrifty.
They didn't. It was great. Yeah. $50. We were back in our room watching Ted 2.
And I'm not allowed to bring this up with Sully, I suppose.
That's a great
Boston
trip.
No, you got to keep it. No, don't break our secrets.
Oh, that's that was a bonding experience.
Here's another secret.
When that explains why this year, when we were going to do it again, he was like, "Can I go with Dad?" I was like, "Well, you have a dad."
No, that's exactly
he
didn't
want to go with
you
this year.
No,
that's amazing.
Amazing.
We're tethered now.
Now, when he's able to drink, and you go back to Chinatown for your next Boston trip,
yeah,
those restaurants, what they'll do is the bars close at like 1 in Boston, but you go for late Chinese food and they'll fill
up. Oh, it's the fake tea.
The fake tea? They'll fill
they
up the tea.
They do that in Vancouver too.
With the beer. Oh, they do?
What? Yeah, special
tea. Amazing.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. So next trip, put it on the to-do list.
Next trip, he's 13, Jason.
No, I said when he's legal to drink.
Take a seat, Jason.
I prefaced that. Check the audio. When he's legal to
roll
drink.
Roll the clip. Oh my gosh, you guys are amazing. I think we need to play a quick game.
Okay.
Wait, I have a question. This has been on my mind this whole time. What is the most important room in a house to you?
Bathroom.
Really?
The kitchen.
Well, wait. From like a buyer's perspective.
No, sorry. I was saying efficiency.
What's the most important room in the house?
The kitchen.
Okay.
Nobody wants to take on the kitchen renovation. It's the thing you need every day.
That's what I'm about
to do. So if you can do the kitchen. In fact, I say this. When we speak, I tell this story first because our friends, Julie and Tim, if they're ever listening, they were in Franklin. They live in Franklin. They asked me to list their house. I went out. I'm like, I'm going to use arbitrary numbers because there was about a $50,000 difference. But I was like, okay, we can list your house for, you know, $380,000. And if you don't do your kitchen. Because they bought the house 5 years previous to that, hated the kitchen, wanted to do it, but could never agree on what to do. Hmm. And by the time, you know, you knew it, they had two kids and they were ready to move. So I said, if you do your kitchen, we'll ask $430,000. And they were so if you spend $25,000 to do the kitchen, we'll ask $50,000 more. They're like, that's a no-brainer. Let's do it. And they ended up getting over list price for their house. So the first thing they did when they bought their next house was did the kitchen before they even moved in. They did the kitchen because the thing is people don't enjoy it. Like if you can do the renovations now and then enjoy it and sell it, do it right so that the buyer still loves it, but you get to enjoy it. And so many people, they take me through their houses and they tell me all the stuff that they didn't get to that they will do now in order to make money. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of weird. Do your kitchen.
I'm doing it.
You're doing it, right?
Yeah. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Okay, that's so good to know. Because that's what I thought, but I just wanted to hear it from a professional.
I'd also focus in the bathroom.
Okay.
You can eat in the bathroom.
Oh.
You're good.
Yeah, you can do everything in the bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Just ignore that whole comment. Everything in the bathroom. No.
I mean, I like
places to go, but no.
Okay, this is a little couples quiz, which I'm sure you guys will pass. Maybe we should do it too and
see. You'd be surprised.
Well, boy.
Well, see, because how many years have you been together? 21.
240.
Dog
years. Yeah, we're in dog years.
You guys need a podcast. You guys need a podcast. Okay, so we'll do it too. Don't look at the questions.
Okay.
Okay. What is Courtney's favorite food?
Oh, my God.
I got this.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. You don't have a favorite food. I would say chips.
Oh, close. French fries.
Okay. That chips can be French fries.
I went ding.
Yeah.
Ding.
Okay.
That's good.
What's my favorite food?
Sushi.
Yeah.
Got it.
Oh, I love sushi.
Me too. It's my favorite.
Dave doesn't. You don't even have a favorite food. I know you don't. You wouldn't be able to tell me your favorite food. I would say pizza.
You're right.
But what is it?
Well, no, the question is, what is my favorite food?
Yeah. I would say pizza or sushi. If I have to pick one, pizza.
Pizza.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay. I would say yours is like Italian, something Italian, like pasta, whatever you Americans say.
Chicken wings.
Oh, duh. Oh, I actually knew that.
So good. I take mine back.
Buffalo chicken
wings. He's from Buffalo. They have to. If your favorite food isn't chicken wings, you're not from
I'm
Buffalo.
A vegetarian, so I don't even eat.
Me too.
Really?
Well, I eat fish.
I eat fish too.
Okay,
pescatarian.
We're pescatarian. Yeah. Oh, twins.
I'm trying to eat less fish this year, but I'm still eating it like at least
I saw
once
something
a week.
Really, this is kind of sad, but also funny on Ellen, where it was like a meme, and she said, like, everyone's going strawless. They're like, oh, save the water and save the fish, but then we're all still eating fish. Like,
I know. It's so
you don't
funny.
Use a straw. But you eat the fish.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That
That's
is
so funny.
Funny.
Okay,
we'll
so we can double date then.
Yes, we can. Yeah. Yes, we can. Okay, what color is Dave's toothbrush?
It's white and blue. It's electric.
Yours is just white and electric.
Yep.
She knows
yours
that because she bought that for me.
Yeah, I bought
gold.
It.
We have the same. Electric. We have the same
oh, my gosh. Oh, okay, you don't share the same toothbrush.
Oh, yeah,
no,
we do.
No,
what? He gets mad at me because I never bring mine on trips. I always just use his.
Okay, so that's, I will divorce him if he ever uses my toothbrush.
We don't share it, but when she forgets it, she uses it.
I purposely forget it, so we only bring one.
Then I have to put it under hot water for an hour.
That's what I do. I can't. And he's like, we kiss. We make out. We do all these things together, and you won't share a toothbrush. I can't deal. I can't deal. I have to like, throw... Run it under hot water.
Oh,
I see a lot of
similarities.
Do you want to
run the confession thing again?
Yeah, confession.
Oh my gosh.
Confession?
If you say that, I swear, Dave, there are very few things that you can say. So if you're going to say it, you're going to have to live with the consequences.
Listen,
doghouse.
I thought to myself, I said, self, if you ever have to get a divorce, the best way to do it is tell her you're gay.
Okay.
Because then I'm out, right? You can't get mad at that.
Is this your confession?
No. This is my confession. I have forgotten my toothbrush on road trips, and I've used it.
Oh, my God. Dave, I swear to you.
And you've used your toothbrush.
Dave, that is a huge deal for me. You cannot use my I'm putting it in a case. If I have to lock the damn case, I'm going to lock the damn case.
Oh, okay.
Do not use my toothbrush.
You should always travel with a backup.
Add that to the Courtney collection.
I did run under hot water after.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
Well, this leads me into my next romantic question. Where'd you guys first kiss?
On the couch.
On a filthy couch.
Yeah, on the filthy.
On a farm.
Oh, so romantic.
Yeah, we were staying at the songwriter's house. I don't want to name him in case he doesn't want to be named, but he's also Canadian.
Derek Rutan. Lives here. He's written a bunch of hits, and he would love it.
He has written a bunch of hits, and he's awesome. And we were staying at, Margaret, his wife, he and Margaret's house, and that's where we kissed. And I kissed you first.
Aw.
And after, I was like, why didn't you kiss me? Because he's 8 years older than me, and he's like, because I felt like a pedophile.
And you're like, he's not gay. Yes.
I don't think I used those words.
It was something like that.
It was uncomfortable, pedophile uncomfortable. It rhymes, I guess.
Yeah, you were just being a gentleman. You
he was being a gentleman. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I was 19, or I was actually 18, and
Where was our first kiss?
Yeah, where was your first kiss?
Why am I blanking?
Yeah, let's turn this over to you guys, please.
Come on.
I actually am blanking.
Denver.
You don't know where your first kiss was?
Denver?
Oh, yeah.
Were you guys high?
It's so high, I don't remember.
That's why.
I actually... Oh, yeah, that was cute. Okay, I feel weird when my dad... I feel weird when my dad's behind me talking about my first kiss. We're cute. Anyway, next question. Where was your guys' first date? Ours was also Denver. Oh, this is a good question. I'm glad I asked.
Okay.
I'll let you take this one to start.
Okay. So I know our first date was at this place that doesn't exist anymore in Rivergate because we were staying out in this farm and you had to drive into Rivergate and it was called like Ruby's Cafeteria or something. And it was on Valentine's Day in 2098. And he says that's not where it was, but I know that it was. It was in my calendar.
Do we have receipts here? Yeah. I mean, let's go back to that. Yes. Pictures, receipts.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, our first date, and I know this for a fact.
Oh, God.
Was at the Rivergate Mall.
Okay.
We went to Claire's Boutique and bought
something. That's where I get my nose rings.
Yeah. Yeah, and we did, we just walked around the mall, but we did not eat at that restaurant.
We did eat at that restaurant. It was Valentine's Day, and I was driving you to the airport after. So we did.
We didn't.
Okay.
We didn't have a first date.
Okay, there we go.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah,
it was the mall.
Our first date was on the couch.
It was Claire's.
Claire's. Let's bring it back couch to Claire's.
Yeah. You guys should get like a Claire's sponsorship. Like, yeah.
That would be amazing.
He actually, as a joke, because we had no money. I was 18, just almost turned 19. I mean, we were here struggling, trying to make ends meet, trying to follow our dreams. And as a joke, one day, he bought pearls at the dollar store. And like these big, fat, cheap kids' pearls at the dollar store.
They're
like,
beautiful.
Yeah, and he had me unwrap it, and he was like, I can't give you anything, but like one day I'll give you real pearls. It's really sweet. And I still have them.
Aww.
Yeah. That's cute. Yeah. You want the real pearls now? Because I
no, I'm not really pearls
really
girl.
Expensive.
That's the next wedding gift.
That, yeah.
And they kill fish, you know. Yeah. I mean?
Do they? Is that a thing?
Well, whatever,
they...
and the oysters.
Whatever pearls are in.
Oh, yeah. Oysters. Right.
Like we're back at Jessica Simpson with the tuna chicken.
Oh, boy.
Damn it.
I don't know.
We're you know what?
Full circle.
Edit that part out. Edit that part out. Yep. Didn't happen. Didn't happen if it gets edited out. Okay. Last one is, what are each other's biggest pet peeves?
Okay. So mine is when you go to a restaurant and they, or anywhere, and they, you ask for water, any drink, and they hold it from the top. And they hand it to you.
Oh, yeah, that is gross.
I can't stand it. And immediately, like, I'm like, basically everything that you have ever touched, everything you've ever touched between, like, the last time you washed your hands and now is on my glass. And it's about to go in my mouth.
I've thought about that because I worked in a restaurant for so long and we were always taught, and I taught people to not do that.
Yes.
Is this question pet peeve in general or in relationship?
Whatever you want.
Oh, God.
What's yours, Jason?
Yeah.
My biggest pet peeve?
Yeah. Mine's when people have bad manners.
You know, yours is chewing noises.
Oh, that is a bad one.
That, yeah. A lot of people have that.
Misophonia.
What is it called?
It's not even misophonia. Misophonia is like chewing and drinking noises, but mine's just loud noises in general. Like, even when my mom goes up the stairs and her knees crack, I get annoyed.
See, I'm kind of half deaf. I think being living in a studio for my entire life with music, like...
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
I can't hear anything anymore.
Well, like, I wish I had that problem.
Yeah.
I think nothing fires me up more when someone's trying to like take advantage of someone else. So like when
that
someone is like when
you.
Someone like take advantage of the weak or whatever it is, if it's business, if it's friendships, it literally makes me turn into a different human.
Yeah,
and I go into like attack.
I would say I would put that not in a pet peeve level.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like that's beyond a pet peeve.
That is beyond
like,
a pet peeve.
But that's like the one thing.
You know, human kindness
that's true.
And all that stuff. Like that's like a
yeah, pet peeve
thing.
Is like static. Like static is my
static.
I hate static.
I don't like static either.
I don't like the noise.
No, just
I also don't like
general.
When people... So it's hard because now people do everything from their phone and, you know, Siri's texting for you, voice text, but really bad grammar, like using the wrong to and there.
Yes.
It kind of drives me crazy, but I'm trying to get better at it because then I realize that, okay, that person just didn't learn it properly they should have, but they don't. And then do you call somebody out? That's kind of... You know, an ass move to call somebody out on their grammar. I did it today with Dave, but he's my husband.
Yeah, you're allowed to call
him. And I do that with my kids because I don't want them. But then I think.
Gotcha.
That's what partners are for.
That's true. That's true. And then how do people know? They have to call people out for them to know.
That's true.
Okay, so do you have one, Caitlin? Oh, yeah, you already have one. Yeah. Your sounds.
Manners sounds,
you're
static.
Static.
Okay, well, my pet peeve is going to cause me a great amount of...
Well, then don't. Pick a different
pet peeve. Oh, boy. Here we go. I'm just saying. I know where
you're
going.
Jeez, you already have a elite reveal. The trap.
Well, no.
The toothbrush. I can't take anymore.
Okay, well, I washed it with hot water.
Okay. Well, you didn't. You said you didn't. Okay.
Forgive. Okay, so my pet peeve is voice texting and voice email.
Oh, my! We saw that.
Which my wife does.
I did all day.
I saw you.
Oh, that's so funny.
I do it from the car all day long.
You'll be walking.
It's so convenient, though.
You'll be walking in the park, and it's just like, Jason, comma. I'm going to be at the store later, comma.
Period.
Sorry, period. And then, do you need milk? Question mark. Oh, damn it. Okay. Hey, Jason, comma.
I know, it just saved you time to type it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's except just like that I am really fast, and I can do a lot of business now gets done, and it's weird to not use commas and periods when
and
you're, like, sending a really, really long one.
I know. Well, it's my pet peeve, not yours. So what I'd say is eventually you'll have a little microchip in your head, and then you can just, like, think it, and it'll go out.
I've heard that. That's actually not
great.
That's
Dave, comma. Be careful what you say from this point forward, period. You have to live with me, exclamation point.
Send.
Send.
Oh. Response. I don't check my texts or emails ever, so I won't get this. Period.
You guys are my favorite people ever.
That's amazing.
I don't even want this
podcast. I'm in so much trouble, though. You have no idea how much trouble I'm in.
Hey, you got 24-hour parking. Let's just stay here for a while.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to be drinking in the car.
It's called networking, Dave.
Right.
Okay, we're going to get to a few questions just because we don't have much time and I could talk to you guys all day. Somebody, Carrie S., wants you guys to sing the Demo Day song.
You know, when people ask us to sing these things, we don't remember. We do it on the fly. So, like, when we're going through houses, I don't even. I wouldn't.
Demo Day song.
I guess we sang on a song.
Ask Carrie if she would send us a video of her singing it, so we know.
Yeah.
Know.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. Sorry. Tell her I'm sorry. We sing a lot when we're going through houses, and then people will sing it back to us, and we're like, oh my gosh, that's the first time I've. Yeah. Like, yeah. Apparently, we sang in a church,
flip this church.
And people sing that to us all the time. I'm like, I don't remember.
That's so funny.
That's awesome.
Oh, well, you make an impact.
Freestyle.
Here's one. Kelly says, how does she handle him exceeding the budget on every project?
Oh, Kelly. Kelly, no.
Not now. Not now, Kelly.
Can of worms opened everywhere. Worms.
Not now, Kelly. Bad timing. Kelly, it's so interesting that you asked that. Comma.
Let me grab my wine. Period. Explanation.
Point. Parentheses. Deep breath. End of parentheses.
End of sentence.
No, it is a point of contention for us because he has only been over budget. Or better said, he's only been on budget ever once in 125 houses. And so guess what happened this summer? Tell everybody what happened this summer. Come on. Go ahead.
Come on. Go ahead.
Come on, fella.
Go ahead.
Come on, little buddy.
Come on.
Okay,
yeah, you can do it.
Come on.
Courtney has taken over.
I have taken over all the budgeting for the houses we're doing off camera to show him how to actually create a nice little spreadsheet that we can stick to.
This is so funny because we all are so similar in very different ways.
Yes.
Oh, this is great.
I live by the rule of wing it.
Me too.
Yes, you guys are very similar.
I do too. Yeah. I like wine and I like winging it.
I'm a little bit more structured. I'm a little bit more analytical. I think dad is there for us to learn from.
I'm a detailed guy. I'm a planner. I'm the budget guy. Yeah.
But see, it wouldn't work. Like, if there were two people the same in a relationship.
No,
I don't think it works.
No.
Because we would kill each other.
Yeah. Exactly.
I could not date a Caitlin.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
And I just couldn't. No, I find it hard to believe you can. Yeah. If we're being honest here. Okay. Laura Ellen wants to know, what's your favorite joke?
Oh. Favorite joke?
I usually tell jokes on the podcast. So
do
we,
you?
Favorite joke? I don't know any jokes.
My favorite jokes are the jokes that my kids tell, which are really, like, and I don't know if I can even remember them, but they tell mama jokes all the time.
Okay.
And they are hilarious when they're coming out of a 10-year-old girl.
Do you know one?
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I don't. I know that when they say them, it takes me a second to go, oh my gosh, like, you shouldn't be saying that. But then it's so funny. Like,
my dad has a couple good jokes, but
yeah.
This comes from Mike Bristow. He says, edit that out, please.
No, don't. Give him credit. All my listeners will love it.
So as Pfizer, and if I tell it wrong, let me know, but Pfizer and Pepsi come up with an idea for a drink. Am I telling it so far?
Okay.
And, this is also a terrible way to tell a joke.
They're in the board meeting, and they say, edit this all out. They say, we need a good soft drink. And Pfizer says, no, we're going to make it real strong. We're making the stiffest drink we can get.
No, that's, you definitely butchered it.
Can we get Mike on the mic?
Yeah, Dad, can you just tell the joke quickly?
Come up to my mic.
Lennox told me a joke saying, your mom is so fat, even Dora can't explore her. Or what is it? Oh, Dora can't explore her.
That's funny.
That was Lenny's.
See, the ending was destroyed, though.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, I destroyed one. Now, your dad, it's your turn.
Here comes the master.
You
got
to get right up to the mic.
It was Pfizer Chemical or Pfizer Pharmaceuticals and Pepsi got together and formed this drink where you were able to pour yourself a stiff one, is how it all came down.
See, way more to the point.
And you cannot relate this as a soft drink.
Way better.
Way better.
Mike Bristow.
Mike Bristow.
They got got that comedic gene. Yeah.
That's so funny. You were like, now tell me if I'm doing this wrong. So there's
this. I'm not
then,
a joker.
And you ruined
it's
the punchline right
cola.
On the,
oh,
he's yeah. like, you know, what's the Viagra one?
What's the Viagra?
Okay, so tell me if I'm doing. So there's this.
I was trying to get him in the game.
Yeah, okay. That was a good play. Oh, good play.
Right? Yeah. Okay. You got it. Nice got me.
Okay, two more questions.
Okay.
Paige wants to know, do you watch other shows about flipping houses or do you just chill out when you're done work and watch Game of Thrones? P.S. If you did, what do you think of the finale? But I don't want to know because I'm on season two.
Okay. I haven't started Game of Thrones. Okay. And it's on my list of things to start. I watched half of the first episode and it was so gory. I stopped and mm-hmm. then realized I obviously am missing out on something.
I was the same way. It was yeah. a lot.
So
in
I
season
need to
one,
start. But right now I'm on other stuff. What do we watch? We do not. I would watch more house flipping shows than Dave. Dave has literally not seen most of our own episodes.
Oh.
So I watch them all before they go to air. Like I can actually give edits and feedback before it gets finalized.
How is it?
Yeah.
How do I look?
Dave has only sees it if it comes on TV, and even when it does, it's really hard to get him to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do the same thing.
How you are.
I don't like watching, I don't like listening. I will get Jason to listen and stuff because Okay, Kristen Kamer. What's the biggest misconception people have about flipping homes? I'd assume a lot of people think it's quick and easy money.
I think that's it. Because they're watching it on TV, so they think everything's flipped in 30 or 60 minutes.
Totally.
And, I mean, they really don't think that, but that's how they see the episode go down. So I'll give you an example. Right now, we're doing a different show where we're flipping other people's houses, but while we're doing that, Dave and I are flipping three houses this summer in Nashville. We're not even going to be here. But we've started them, and every other day I'm going to the houses and doing behind the scenes of the process. And I think people are really enjoying it, but the feedback comment or something that keeps coming back to me is that oh my gosh, it's crazy to see how long everything's taking. Sure. Like, oh, you've been demoing for 4 or 5 days, and they like it, but they get to see the true behind the scenes,
right.
All the issues that actually happen. Yeah. We have to decide, as you guys know with TV, they have to decide what storylines they're following.
Yeah.
And then they kind of have to stick to that. Sure. Unless something else comes up, they kind of have to stick to that because there's a thread throughout the episode.
Right.
And there are story editors behind the scenes following that thread. So sometimes we would call and say, I think one of the biggest misconceptions is sometimes the biggest drama that happens has to happen behind the scenes because we didn't start following that threat.
Right.
What about you? Do you think what's the biggest misconception?
No, I agree with you. Everyone thinks it's easy.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of financial risk and working with your wife risk. explaining the toothbrush incident that we talked about in the car on the way home. Thank God we drove separately.
Yeah, I was going to say, you drove separately. Yeah. You're good.
Yeah.
Oh, but my gosh.
But that's, I'm with her.
Okay. Yeah. And last thing I wanted to bring up was you just turned 40 this year.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Thank
Amazing.
You.
And you wrote a really wonderful blog post reflecting on what that meant for you. You said you wanted to surround yourself with people who live authentically. What do you think living authentically looks like, and how are you doing it in your own life this year?
Well, that's awesome. I love that you read that, and I love that you asked.
It was beautiful.
But for me, I think you get to a place or a point in your life when you don't give a shit anymore about some little stuff. Mm-hmm. And you hear like, oh, don't sweat the small stuff. But it really doesn't happen until, you know, you have kids and you're following all of these other different lives. And for me, turning 40 was about living authentically and surrounding myself by people that will be happy for me when I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody wants to be around you and surround themselves around you when you're sad. That's human nature. Mm-hmm. But when things are going well, can somebody still lift you up?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so for me, that's also about being a little bit more vulnerable, you know?
Yes.
And this is a conversation we have often because Dave doesn't always appreciate vulnerability when I'm doing that on social media. So for me to talk about what's going on in our own lives and what's going on with our kids and the issues, I think to me as a woman, I have surrounded myself with other women who want to do that and want to give that back to me. So I feel normal and I feel real because life is hard, y'all. Yeah. Like, it's hard.
Yeah.
And it's also great, but to me...
Well, it's hard to be a man, too.
Perfection is boring.
Just kidding.
Yeah, perfection is boring. Yeah. So for me, it's just about living, like, just, you know, being more vulnerable. And I'm definitely doing that, especially on social media, but only also in my own life, in my real life, telling it like it is and being okay to say... I mean, somebody said to me one day, this is a couple of months ago, or actually it was about a month ago, and it was actually a client of mine. I went to see her new baby, and she said, "So how are you guys? And, like, how's life?" And I was like, actually, the last couple of weeks have been really shitty. It's actually really...
Because everyone just expects it to be, oh, how are you doing? Good.
Good. You? I'm doing good. You? Good. Awesome. And I was like, and so she actually took the time about 2 weeks later to write me a card, which nobody does. Wow. She just had her first or second baby, but she took the time, wrote me a card about how special it was for her to hear, for me to be so open with her about... Like, wow, I'm really exhausted as a mother. It's hard. Everything's hard. But I was like, we're getting through it and it's going to be awesome. And so, again, to me, that's where the love is. That's where the
I think it's so important because of how involved in social media everybody is. Everybody's heads down on social. Everybody's scrolling. Everybody's and everybody has this ingrained in their brain of that everybody's living this perfect life. And it's so refreshing to hear somebody just say, actually, I've had a really shitty couple of weeks and here's why, but everything's going to be okay.
Everything's going to be okay. Yeah.
That's something that, I mean, you can agree with this, the way I try and live too. I mean, I'm 33, but I still feel like every year I just get more and more like that, where I just want to be around authentic people. I find it hard to come by.
I've found
it really hard in Nashville to meet people. I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but I have felt that way. And I just feel like it's so important and refreshing to hear people that way.
Dave and I, actually, when we were in Edmonton, which is where you guys are from, right? Okay, so we just saw Michelle Obama. We were there speaking ourselves, and she was playing right after us, and so we went to the...
You're in good company.
Well, actually, what's funny is somebody had written on my Instagram saying, oh my gosh, we should give up our Michelle Obama tickets. Courtney and Dave are in town.
Stop.
I was like, do that, and can I, and, you know, don't ever do that, and where is she playing? And so we went, and it was so refreshing to hear her speak, because she actually talked about her and Obama being in therapy, and which I love. And she said Barack was not crazy about it being in her book. And she's like, why would you want to talk about that? And she said, if I'm asking other people to live authentically, I have to too. Mm-hmm. And she also tells a really funny story about, she's like, Barack went out and went golfing one day, or for 2 days with on a weekend vacation, came back, and she said, like, hey, how's Trevor's son? And he was like, I don't know. And she was like, I hung out with the wives for 1 hour for coffee, and I know everything about their lives. Yeah. And you hung out for like an entire weekend, and you don't, like, Trevor's son has cancer. You know, talk about it.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting, like, I think men and women and how they, you know, do things differently. But for me, thank you for asking. I'm trying to live more authentically. It's
I love that.
Perfect, but it's, yeah.
I absolutely love that. I just love you too.
We love you too. And
I'm kind of hung up on one thing.
Okay.
You had a bad 2 weeks, and I don't remember that.
Yeah, we
maybe you were tuned out.
Yeah. She told you.
It was in the calendar.
Yeah, it was obviously in the calendar.
I was golfing with Barack.
Yeah. We were networking that 2 weeks.
Like, how's life? Great.
Yeah. Nobody wants to open up to Barack about their problems. They're like, let's just golf and say we golf with Barack Obama.
But we love you too. Yeah. And I feel puzzles and, you know, networking in our there future.
Puzzles
are
and networking.
Done? Absolutely.
Yeah. Baby, we got to go pick up kids.
Yeah, you got places to
be. There's Uber to pick them up. Yeah.
Like, can't they catch another train
somewhere? There you
somewhere?
Go. There you have
I step out here. I'm going to hear toothbrush for the next 6 weeks straight.
Cheers.
Yeah,
cheers to your new wine label, Caitlin.
Let's play.
Yep, cheers.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers. Thank you guys so much. Really, really loved having you guys on. And I'm Caitlin Bristow. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Get new episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's that with OTV?
Sponsors for this week's Off the Vine are Blue Diamond Almonds, Crave Victoriously, Dole Crafted Smoothie Blends, find them now in your frozen aisle, Home Depot, use promo code VINEHOMEDEPOT at checkout to save up to 10% now, and Miller Lite, hold true.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. it sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.